1340 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. New clues in the search for the gunman who assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Last night, the FBI released new surveillance images and video. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He raced across the top of the roof and then climbed down the side of the building and then proceeded to just walk next to a parking lot down onto the street.
Lawmakers in Washington boosting personal security after threats in the wake of Kirk's killing. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who's running for governor of South Carolina, is backing off her schedule.
We will not be doing any public events anytime soon until we have a better handle on greater security controls.
In Brazil, celebrations in the streets after former President Jair Bolsonaro was sentenced to 27 years on a conviction of plotting to overthrow his country's government. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New penalties for street takeovers are one step closer to becoming law in Milwaukee. A city committee moved forward a bill that fines planners, drivers, and spectators up to $1,000. Police said Labor Day weekend alone brought 15 takeovers, with officers seizing cars, issuing citations, and arresting some for illegal fireworks. City leaders hope the updated legislation will help curb the problem. Almost $30 million in federal relief money is coming to Wisconsin for the flood damage. Trump posted the news online, mixing the update with his claim that he won Wisconsin in 2020. Senator Ron Johnson thanked Trump, while Senator Tammy Baldwin said she would closely monitor the rollout to ensure that Wisconsin gets the full recovery help it needs. The fight over smoking in Wisconsin bars could be back. Lawmakers are considering Assembly Bill 211, which would let current bars qualify as tobacco bars if they sell tobacco. A 2009 ban shut down smoking in most places. Health groups, including the American Cancer Society, say the bill would undo the state's smoking ban and risk public health. Supporters say it's about fairness for taverns. The Assembly has the measure up for debate this week. The Senate still hasn't held hearings. Home sales in the Milwaukee metro area stayed nearly flat in August. There was a 0.3% drop compared to this time last year. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says inventory remains tight across the area, with many homes selling quickly. Despite slower sales, prices do keep climbing. The average home price reached almost $450,000 in the metro area. That's up roughly 6% from last year. Realtors say demand from buyers remains strong, but there's not enough new homes being built to ease the pressure. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Badgers in Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide for the first time ever in Alabama. Tomorrow morning, they kick off in Tuscaloosa, 11 a.m. Last year, the Badgers lost at home to Bama, 42-10. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
Well, this is one of those ones that I know guys, you know, had circled for many reasons, right? Obviously, the way things went last year, but also for the idea of, like, look, there's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the, you know, in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there.
NFL, the Packers are now 2-0 after beating the Commanders last night on Thursday Night Football, 27-18, despite missing two of their starting offensive linemen, Matt LaFleur.
I thought what was pretty impressive is missing two starters, although Jordan Morgan I consider a starter as well. It's tough sledding at times.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Cardinals tonight at American Family Field with sports on Mike Clemens.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise mostly sunny skies and another stellar September day with a high of 74. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible late, otherwise a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 77. Right now, it's 57.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at. They have 17 pro courts. There's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule. Plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screen TVs so you can catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow them on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
7:06 now. Nice to have you back up north on this Friday morning. It is September 12th, and our Week in Review panel will be coming up in just a bit. Former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel will be here. Journalists Mark Jacob and Jennifer Schulze will be joining us as well. Got an early start to the weekend, so listen throughout the day on your local Civic Media station for a forecast that last I checked seemed to be a pretty promising one for a good chunk of the weekend. Maybe some precipitation tonight. Other than that, things are looking real good. Plus, the Packers won't be playing this weekend since they won yesterday. So get on out and enjoy the weekend as best you can. Robin Tigerton, of course, is not taking a day off. He says it's foggy and 51 degrees and mowed 5 yards in the Tigerton area. Two more today. Says, I watched the Packers beat the Commanders 27-18. Great win last night. I'm going to the Tigerton Lions Club Steak Fry on Saturday night. Parker Olson's producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2. And I have to admit, I've been to, you know, charcoal chicken feeds. I've been to a lot of things. I don't know that I've actually been to a steak fry, where it's just a whole massive amount of steaks on the grill and you grab one of those, but I would go.
I was going to say, that sounds like a fantastic idea.
It really does. You know, it just seems like the ones are either, you know, chicken or brats or, you know, whatever, but yeah. I don't know that I've ever been to a steak fry. I'm not going to be in the Tigerton area this weekend though. So I'll be on the lookout for
one. I was gonna say, you have an opportunity here, Pat.
I know. So again, if you didn't stay up, and I didn't, a lot of people didn't, but the Packers beat the Commanders 27-18 last night. Jordan Love threw for 292 yards, 2 touchdowns. You couple that with a victory over the Lions on Sunday. The Packers already have 2 wins over playoff teams from last season in just a 5-day span. And now they have 9 days before their next game. Tight end Tucker Kraft had 6 receptions for a career-high 124 yards, including an 8-yard touchdown midway through the fourth quarter to crush the Commanders' attempt at a comeback. I like that. The Packers' pass rush kept Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels to unusually low numbers, but the team also suffered a big loss when wide receiver Jaden Reed broke his collarbone in the first quarter, making an amazing 33-yard catch in the end zone. That should have been a touchdown and was nullified by, how do I put this properly, a stupid penalty.
There were a couple of, I'll call them soft.
There was, where was the other one where Coach LaFleur lost his mind at a player?
I thought he ran
onto the field when he wasn't supposed to. And
yeah.
Oh, I don't know I've ever seen him that animated angry at a player.
That's probably true. At a player, that's probably true. Yeah. I think originally he was mad at the officials, and then they told him what happened, and then he turned it on the player. I didn't see who the player was.
He really did. So, again, they normally have the next day off, so he's not – whoever that player was, I didn't take his name down. He's not running laps today, but I'll bet you next week sometime when they look back at the film on that. Can you imagine a film session
the way they do after every game, if we had to do that after every show, if we had to just go sit in a dark room and Luke Mathers rolls the footage and then stops and starts it and occasionally berates us for what we do how we did it and how we executed.
How do you like those coaching sessions to change into that?
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh,
having just a film room instead.
Since we're on
social media, we have a video component. You can literally roll the film and go, what was that smirk right there, Kreitlow? What was that about? You know?
What are you suggesting here?
Yeah, right. Okay, thankfully we don't have that problem here. Luke, right away on the text line. I love this idea.
I am
suddenly filled with regret for giving him an idea.
I genuinely think that would be entertaining and possibly actually fun to do like once a week, especially after a week like this. Get the spirits back up, folks.
It could be fun. It could also be soul crushing.
Eh.
Romeo Dobbs touchdown to open scoring for the Packers capped a 7-play 96-yard drive. And that included a 57-yard completion to Kraft, a 14-yard scramble by Love on a 3rd and 9. Josh Jacobs made it 14-0 with a 2-yard touchdown run to finish a 10-play 92-yard march. Jacobs finished with 84 yards on 23 carries. And so now the Packers are off for 9 days. Their next game is Sunday, September 21st, a noon game against Cleveland. And you'll be able to hear that on several stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Meanwhile, the Badger football team is in Alabama for the very first time playing the Crimson Tide on their home turf. The pregame begins at 9 o'clock on several Civic Media stations. And the Milwaukee Brewers are back in action after a day off. They are home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Coverage begins this evening at 6:35 on some of the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. But apart from the series this weekend against the Cardinals, there will then be a series of games next week against some team whose name apparently is still in doubt by the elderly host of this program, who grew up with them being called the California Angels.
Yeah.
And then they insisted on becoming the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And then they were the Anaheim Angels. And now apparently, are they just the Los Angeles Angels now? Is that the
they are just the Los Angeles Angels now. I'm not sure that you've got that in the right order, but I do think that those are all true names that they have had.
Those are all true names. And I think I might have that in the right order. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is the Brewers play, again, the Cardinals this weekend, the Angels, whatever the heck they are, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Those are all night games, by the way, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And you have a chance to go to the Thursday night one on us, on Civic Media, and get 4 great seats to do that because it's Free Ticket Friday. Normally, we'd put some big intro in there, but I never did. There we go.
Yeah.
And that's why we want you to get your phone out, get to your Civic Media app, call up one of the stations where you can hear this show and many other fine programs, use the text feature, and text us between now and 9 a.m., the end of the show, text us the keyword catch. C-A-T-C-H. Like, I'd love to give you these tickets, but there's a catch. You got to be able to receive and use tickets on your phone, and you got to be able to use them. If you can go to that game next Thursday night against the Angels of wherever, then use that text feature. Text us catch.
Okay. It was California Angels?
Yes.
Then it was Anaheim Angels.
Then it was Anaheim. Okay.
Then it was Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Okay.
And then in 2016, they dropped the of Anaheim, and they are now simply the Los Angeles Angels, formerly of Anaheim.
Okay. Why don't they just change their name to not the Dodgers? I mean,
yeah, they've
got
quite the
brand Los Angeles,
to,
you know,
fight against there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little tough for them.
But I mean, look, it's not as bad as the Athletics or the A's or whatever,
God,
who are currently the Athletics of West Sacramento,
not
someday
even
to be Las Vegas.
They're just, you know, the A's right now. They don't acknowledge where they are at all.
That's unbelievable.
It's so bad.
And again, that should not have been allowed to happen to Oakland, but, you know, again, there's plenty of politics involved. But nice to see entries coming in. Again, catch the word between now and 9. There will be more chances for you to enter and win. throughout the course of the day, different keywords on different programs. And so, yes, you'll get multiple entries. And then one of those entries will be pulled to win four tickets to next Thursday's game, Brewers against the Angels. Hey, have you met Ellie yet? Ellie is the new newsletter editor for Up North News. She works on our weekday edition, and I still put together the Sunday morning politics edition of our newsletter. Ellie is a native of Oconomowoc and is getting back into the swing of things here as our new newsletter editor. While we were kind of, you know, in transition there, we went from Monday through Friday to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but now Ellie's on board, and we'll be getting back to Monday through Friday real soon on that newsletter, full of good Wisconsin stories and features and news. And so for all of that, be sure you head over to our website and sign up, subscribe at upnorthnewswi.com. In today's edition, it's if you like to take your dog out and about and maybe want to take your pup for a pint, there are some Wisconsin breweries and beer gardens that welcome dogs. Nice little story about that. And it is not too soon to plan your weekend bucket list. The bucket list has got to include some fall colors. And this newsletter has a link to a story about 9 of the prettiest drives that are out there. So again, get signed up for the newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Parker, one story that came out this week that I thought was worth mentioning was about the richest people in Wisconsin. As you know, Forbes puts together a list. And for years and years and years and years, we have been telling you that John Menard of Menards is the richest man in Wisconsin, the richest person in Wisconsin. No more. He has been bumped off the list by Diane Hendricks, the chair owner and co-founder of ABC Supply of Beloit. She now is the wealthiest person in Wisconsin, according to Forbes. The 78-year-old has a net worth of $22 billion compared to the paltry $20 billion that Menard, age 85, of Eau Claire, is worth. Hendricks, now with being the wealthiest one in Wisconsin, is also the 44th wealthiest American, and Menard is number 48 on the list. And has been the case in recent years, Wisconsin still has 7 billionaires on the Forbes 400 list. They include Judy Faulkner, 82 years old, worth nearly $8 billion, who is the founder of Epic Systems out of Verona. There's James Cargill, who is one of a dozen heirs to the Minnesota-based Cargill fortune. The 76-year-old is worth $5 billion. Then there are 3 members of the SC Johnson Company out of Racine, and they are each worth just about $5 billion. Let's see, there's also some folks with some Wisconsin ties, including Tennessee resident Jimmy Haslin, co-owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, who has a net worth of about $8 billion. Ron Wanick, the founder and chair of Ashley Furniture out of Arcadia, has a net worth of $6 billion. His son, the current CEO of Ashley Furniture, is also a billionaire. And last but not least, there's Dick and Liz Eline, co-founders of Pleasant Prairie-based Uline. And both of them, 80 years old, are worth $6 billion. Still have $6 billion despite throwing more money than God into political ads for boosting all kinds of candidates and causes and things like that. I mean, just adding up the Wisconsin billionaires alone, I should have done that math here, but I mean, we're talking what, 60, $70 billion.
More money than it should be.
With just those 7 or 8 elderly people. And so when people want to look at, you know, somebody down the road who's maybe getting, you know, some Medicaid benefits, or, you know, somebody who maybe is getting a break on their college tuition and saying, that's the problem, that's where my money is going. No, we know where your money went, and we know how to deal with this. We had a tax code that built up the middle class for the first few decades after World War II. And then some of those billionaires figured out if they get political power, they get to hoard more of it. And that's exactly what's happening until the voters change things once again. Our Week in Review panel is coming up. Live from the lake, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. The fight for and the protection of our democracy is something here at Civic Media we take incredibly seriously. And when I refer to myself as pro-democracy, sometimes I get looks as if to say, well, yeah, who isn't? Well, some people aren't, as we're seeing more and more coming out of certain politicians in Wisconsin as well as Washington, D.C. And as Milwaukee grapples more and more with the idea of possibly having federal troops invade this city. And that's why I'm going to play for you another clip from Earl Ingram's conversation with Robert Miranda. He is an activist and an advocate here in the city. Today they're talking about what happens when our elected officials won't lead and why the situation we're in now was a long time coming.
So Robert, in a representative government, we've got all these elected officials on local, state, and national level. That's what democracy, basically the essence of it is. People representing us, they're watching these things. They're supposed to be the vanguard to the way the system is set up to prevent what is taking place right now in this country, right. But it's not working. Why?
Because I believe a lot of these politicians are compromised. They're very compromised. They have been in office for many, many years, and they have been bought off hundreds of times, and they have benefited tremendously from doing the things that the most powerful, rich elite in this country have wanted them to do. And to then now change their tone and turn against those people leaves them open for removal from office. And a lot of these people who are allowing this happening over the years would not compromise their careers. They were more career-oriented than they were representational. They were more into being able to enjoy the fruits of their office rather than giving the fruits of their office to their constituents. And so it is a need, and I agree with a lot of those voices, that change in Washington, D.C. needs to happen. It does have to happen immediately. A lot of these people who have been in office I for over 12, 15 years have grown too comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Too comfortable. And they have forgotten who they really represent. That is, without question, for me, true. I believe that. But to change things in a direction that elevates hatred in this country, separation in this country, the push to demonize people, harm communities because they do not reflect you, they do not reflect your philosophy, they do not reflect your ideology, they do not reflect your beliefs. That is the ingredients that allow for a dictator to rise, and we are seeing that happening now.
So Robert, congresspeople and senators can be reelected. Strom Thurmond and people, Robert Byrd, they were 100 years old, man, for heaven's sakes, still sitting in those seats.
Right.
So when we talk about democracy and the way it's situated and the way we see it as the American citizens, is the answer going to come from the politicians to fix what we know now? We're headed down a path of authoritarianism. We're headed down that path. Who's going to turn that around? Are we making a mistake relying solely on the elected officials to do that? Because they're not going to do it.
The mistake we allowed to happen was for the system to basically dismantle our educational system. And one of the key elements of a democracy is to make sure that the citizenry understands civics. And in the 1980s, they started defunding a lot of programs that promoted civics in our schools. You know, teaching civics is vital and important to the understanding of how government is run, the people's role in a democracy, the people's ability to control their elected representatives. All that is taught in civics classes, and a lot of those civics classes have been dismantled or watered down considerably in our schools around the country. The other element of the destroying our democracy having it done through defunding programs in the schools is courses in schools that taught critical thinking. You know, people's ability to be able to think critically of what they're being taught, questioning some of the things that are being taught. That has been greatly reduced in our schools. I remember going to school back in, again, the 60s and 70s. And in those classes, you were always challenged to question what you read in the book, question what was being said to you. You were challenged. You don't see that anymore. You don't see a regiment, a mandatory curriculum or lesson plan that shows the teacher and tells the teacher, challenge your students the way they should be challenged. Force them to think critically. Get them to read those books. Do what you can. Because the funding has been cut. Because the funding and the resources to schools have been cut. And so it's no... It's no wonder. It's all designed by the people who are moving in this direction we are today.
You got to listen to the entire thing. And to do that, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for What's Going On. That's Earl's new podcast,
Again, go to civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 7:29.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Simple question for you on a Friday. If you had a bill go from $400 a year to $7,000 a year, and it was a service you had to have, would you be upset? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday, and that's exactly what's happening to some of our Wisconsin livestock marketers, as well as those they depend on to move livestock. It's a proposed change within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and livestock industry wants to respond. Details on the way.
Farmers and ranchers across the country trust Can-Am because of how they build, support, and stand behind their machines. Now they're backing that trust with even more. Get 24 months of coverage when you purchase select Defender and Outlander models through the Can-Am Agricultural and Business Program. That's how confident they are in the durability of their units. That's not all. You also get a rebate up to $3,500. Give your fleet the upgrade it deserves. Visit the Can-Am website to learn more about the program. Offer ends October 31st. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The increases being proposed by the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection range from 83% to more than 1,600% increase on fees charged of livestock markets, livestock dealers, and livestock truckers. Kurt Larson, president and CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association, says the bottom line, it's not fair, and it needs to be shared expense.
You know, to be quite honest, it's not really something that the is producer driven. It's really more consumer driven. And that's where a lot of the neighboring states have said, hey, you know, this needs to be funded by more than just the producer side, that we need to put some shared funding into this thing to make sure it's successful and we can cover all the work that needs to be done, because it's a big bill to put all on the shoulders of the producers.
Kurt Larson, president, CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association. There are two additional hearings on this subject coming up next week. They're being held face-to-face and virtual. Larson says it's critically important that all Wisconsin livestock operators and those that serve the industry chime in on these proposed fee increases.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. By the way, that story with Kurt Larson from the Equity Livestock Sales Cooperative is one of our top five that you tapped into at MidwestFarmReport.com. Circle back and check out the rest on our playlist. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Group. Learn more online at horizonslaw.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and another stellar September day with a high of 74. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible late. Otherwise, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 77. Right now, it's 57.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce, or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This week, we sit down with Republican Party of Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District Chairman, Ken Sikora.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Remember, along with the weekday newsletters I was talking about just a bit ago that Ellie is putting together for us now, there is our Sunday morning newsletter with a focus on politics. It includes our question of the week. And with everything else that's been happening this week, we don't want to lose sight of what was happening before then. And that included a president who was flip-flopping on the Epstein files and once again delaying justice for the victims. What caused the flip-flop? We give you some multiple choice options. And if you want to be the first to see that, then sign up for our newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Back with our Week in Review panel, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, journalist Mark Jacob, and Jennifer Schulze. And Jennifer, let me go to you this on this first about the Charlie Kirk murder. You can feel the tension. You can hear the conversational wrestling about how you talk about somebody who was murdered. Clearly did not deserve to be murdered. Violence is not the answer. But you also can't sane wash who Charlie Kirk was and what he stands for. And you've got people saying, well, that's just violent rhetoric. When, I'm sorry, calling a racist isn't violent rhetoric, and he doesn't deserve to be murdered. But I don't feel like we should be sugarcoating who Charlie Kirk was.
I think a lot of the mainstream media, particularly Ezra Klein of the New York Times.
Oh, yeah, we're going there next.
Completely ignored intentionally who Charlie Kirk was. I have had the misfortune of actually listening to his radio show for reporting purposes. And I'm like many people have just for fun. It's just shocking. But I could tell you from my own experience that if you had even listened to one show, let alone done a job and really paid attention to his massive media output, and let's just say he has a massive media enterprise. He is on every platform. He is doing, did events. He is everywhere all the time with the same type of rhetoric, and it is vile. It is hateful. I want to remind people that he started the, I won't go on an airplane that's being flown by a black pilot. I won't have surgery with a black surgeon. He is was a racist. And anybody who is ignoring that is not, well, they're not doing journalism. They're doing propaganda, and it's really disgraceful.
Yeah. And Ezra Klein, he's the poster child for this, saying that, you know, that Charlie Kirk was practicing politics the right way, didn't deserve to be murdered. Mark Harris had a great response to Ezra Klein, saying, you can write this only if by virtue of your income, identity, or both, you are utterly removed from the consequences of politics. To pretend that the racist, misogynistic, anti-gay vileness that Kirk spent his life spreading is secondary to the fact that he spread it the right way is appalling, Mark.
Yeah, it was. I was floored by that headline, you know, and I think that the problem, just following on Jennifer, I feel like the problem is that they will say, well, Charlie Kirk had controversial views, or his views didn't, you know, not everyone accepted his views, or they won't get specific. I mean, he said just this month, Islam is a sword the left is using to slit the throat of America. So he is constantly going after Muslims in this country. He's a crystal fascist. He was shot. I think that's terrible for everyone. It's bad for this country that people get shot for what they believe in, even if they believe in vile things. And but he believed in vile things. And the news media need to get specific on the things he said and not just vague it out by calling him controversial.
So, Jim, let's take it to a First Amendment standpoint, which I know it sounds like a slam dunk. You know, the First Amendment protects speech no matter how vile, and violence is never the answer. And I'm definitely not asking you to stand in for Charlie Kirk, except to say we all understand that in this country, like it or not, vile speech, by and large, is protected.
Supreme Court and other courts have always said that we will let you say uninformed, offensive, even violative of our basic norms. We'll say that out loud because that's how important the First Amendment is. There is a line. There is a line. And it's either you can call it fighting words. You can call it incitement to violence. There is a limitation on the First Amendment. And that's also to be understood. The question, of course, whether Charlie Kirk has crossed that here, that's obviously for further analysis. But there is a First Amendment analysis to be undertaken here. I would offer Pat and others, there's also, again, a Second Amendment analysis, which is putting aside all of this, which I endorse, everything that the three of you have said wholeheartedly. You know, the Supreme Court has also told us unequivocally, at the pen of Antonin Scalia, 17 years ago, can you regulate guns? Can you address this problem in America, whether it's there in Utah Valley University or Evergreen High School? The answer is yes. You can impose reasonable, rational limitations, restrictions, all those words on the manufacture, sale, transfer, possession, use of weapons in America. That is legal. That is constitutional. The fact of the matter is that we know that things work. Things like extreme risk protection orders, safe gun storage, loopholes for the gun shows, assault weapons bans. We don't know, you know, all these kinds of things work. We know they work because in states that have passed them, the rates of gun violence go down dramatically. We know the American public is behind this overwhelmingly. And so generations down the road will be calling upon all of us, our great-grandchildren and grandchildren, asking us, you knew what you could do. You could do it legally. People were in favor of this. People are getting killed, whether it's the Mark Kirk, the Kirks of the world, or the other people in this country. Why didn't you do anything? Yeah. Why didn't you do anything? And there's no answer to that in America anymore. There is no answer to that. No. We can do it, and we can make it happen tomorrow if we wanted to.
Part of it is you have a right-wing ecosphere that is, again, continuing this perverse interpretation of the Second Amendment. But Jennifer, it that just goes under the category of disinformation. And as Greg Sargent put it the other day, the MAGA disinformation machine is as bad as I've ever seen it. The job numbers, they're saying they're fake. The falling crime stats are bogus. The tariff fiasco, they're saying, is actually a wild success. And Trump's letter on the Epstein birthday card is forged. I mean, it is more difficult than ever to inform people when the misinformation machine is churning things out in such volume, as you said a few minutes ago.
Well, I think a couple of things to keep in mind, that a lot of that churn is happening and only a small part of the country are seeing it. Not everybody is online. I heard a commentator say they suspected that most of America wouldn't even know who Charlie Kirk was, by way of example of just what's been in the, you know, ecosystem lately. But yes, MAGA has turned the world upside down. MAGA media, which is growing by the minute. I mean, the idea that Paramount, who just bought CBS, might now also buy CNN. It should be really frightening for all of us. Pretty soon, the oligarchs are going to own all of the media except stuff like civic media, but all of the big media, and that is going to make this even worse.
And by the way, Mark, we have seen this happen before. We've talked about Hungary and Viktor Orban and how private money buys up media and then is, you know, sympathetic or in support of the state. So it's not the state seizing the media, but when you see big media mergers like this, I mean, I don't know if it's part of your newsletter about Trump becoming a dictator, but it certainly is in that playbook.
Yeah, I do mention it, that the idea of media, what they call media capture, which is that the would-be dictator or his allies buy up all the big media. And so that the the truth, the facts get either, you know, disappeared or strongly muted, you know, and Orban's been doing that. It's in the fascist playbook. I mean, that's what they do. And it's very alarming to see it. We need to pay attention to media that are trustworthy. You know, I mean, I like to always push the Guardian. And I think that it's sadly ironic that a UK-based news outlet is covering American politics better than any of the American publications. And the Guardian had a story that I put on my Blue Sky account listing all the horrible things that Charlie Kirk said. I mean, get to the facts, and they do get to the facts.
There is also, I saw an article this week from under the Badger Project, and the headline is UW-Madison story, partisan news sours consumers on political compromise. Now, that headline sounds rather both sides-ish, but their subhead says right-leaning media users are less likely to support political compromise, a new study suggests. And in general, partisan media consumers tend to see political disagreements as right or wrong. And again, Jennifer, I would just caution against the both sidesism. You can have a point of view in journalism. We're right up front about that at Up North News and Courier Newsroom. But it also has to be fact-based, and that should be the standard, right?
Yeah. I mean, it does come back to facts. So that's the difference between what you do, what a lot of news organizations, frankly, a lot of the smaller ones, like The Guardian is a perfect example. What they do is fact-based as opposed to propaganda, where the intent of Fox is not to tell you the truth. It is to move things in a particular direction to cause disruption, to get certain bills passed, but the goal is propaganda. It doesn't have anything to do with facts. And separating those out and understanding the difference between them, it's really hard for people. I mean, Fox is the most watched cable news, and I hate to use news when I describe them, but they are the most watched in the country, and by a lot of people. You know, 5 million people watched Jesse Waters the other night say that Democrats were the villains in the Charlie Kirk murder and should be attacked, and people should like come after them basically with pitchforks. I mean, a lot of people are getting the propaganda. Fewer people are getting the facts.
Yeah. Former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, let's just in the last couple minutes of this segment hit on another decision that came out where essentially it was just Chief Justice John Roberts alone who allowed President Trump to continue to block foreign aid. I mean, between the Supreme Court and this Congress, how much unilateral power they're giving to the chief executive is, I mean, concerning, alarming, you know, pick your word.
Absolutely. And once again, we go back to this notion that the Supreme Court should be resolving these matters based upon briefs and based upon argument and should be telling us the reasons for doing what it is doing. If these were insignificant small things around the edges, they're major policy decisions. And it is another reason for Americans to be very upset about the highest court in the land, including the Chief Justice, who has to think about his legacy. I talked before about how we think about this in our generations to come. When you look back on this era, and especially the last 8 months or so, and the decisions by the Supreme Court, this is just the latest one, making these decisions, giving the president the capacity to go ahead while the underlying merits are still being argued. They've not been resolved. That's the outrage of all this. And once again, I'll say it the second time this morning, shame on you. Shame on you, Chief Justice John Roberts.
Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Jennifer Schulze, our Week in Review panel with us here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. In our next hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Kristen Lierley a bit about Not a Doctor, Robert Kennedy Jr., and what he had to say about autism and Tylenol. And Mike Clemens will be along as well to talk about the Packer victory last night over Washington. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. Summer may be coming to an official close, but that doesn't mean there aren't events around the area that are for you for the fall, for the winter, as the colder months get here because you can't stop it. Sorry, but that's okay. Just grab a hoodie, grab a sweater, grab a jacket, make sure it's your jacket. And make your plans to head on down to Racine. And if you don't know what's going on, that's fine. Don Rosen sat down with Kevin McDougal from 5K Entertainment to talk about all the great things happening over the next few months, including a wonderful event for vets and a Christmas tree celebration.
Before we get to the new events, how was the summer?
The summer's been amazing. We've got a few events left to round out the season, and it's been really amazing for us down at Festival Hall and Festival Park.
Let's talk about Stand Down, which is coming up September 13th.
Yeah, Stand Down is a great event. This is our second year for this. We're doing it with Racine County Veterans Outreach, and it is a day-long event that features veterans-oriented services. So you'll have a lot of, you know, the veterans that come in, maybe they need help with job placement, resume construction, housing, help with their benefits, you know, things of that nature. We also will have a lot of gear we're giving away because, unfortunately, some of these veterans might be homeless, so we're going to have a lot of supply of coats.
That, to me, is the saddest phrase. Homeless veterans.
It is. And I will say, since we took over at Festival Park, our company 5K events in conjunction with the city of Racine and the police department have come a long way in mitigating some of the homelessness in downtown Racine and a lot of the local agencies. It's not near as prevalent as it used to be. I don't know if they're going other places, we're just not seeing them anymore, if they're getting the help and the shelter they need, but we certainly are not seeing as much as we did at one time in downtown Racine.
I always feel bad when I hear that phrase, homeless veterans.
Yeah.
Guys who and women who lay their lives on the line, dodging bullets, and, and now they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's it is unfortunate, but fortunately, there are a lot of great organizations here in Racine, with especially with Racine County Veterans Outreach, that can provide a lot of resources for these men and women that have served us and need our help. You know, as a matter of fact, one of our staff members last year was a Vietnam era veteran, and he got help with his benefits and got his benefits sorted out. So, so it's an amazing thing. But you know, we've got a lot of. Items we've gotten from Amazon, you know, personal care items, things like that will be given away. Hats, coats, boots, gloves, all that good stuff. So
this is Stand Down.
The 13th.
It's September 13th.
And it's free to the public. Yeah. So just come on in and let us help you.
You know, I get teary-eyed when I think about something like that.
Yeah.
My dad was a veteran.
Yeah.
And never talked about it much. But I have his three commendations. In World War II, he was in 4 years old, the entire war. And on my wall at home, I have his laminated three commendations that he got from Forrestal, Secretary of the Navy, who now is an aircraft carrier. And it talks about there to Arthur Rosen, I think mechanic third class. He was a Navy flyer. He was a tail gunner. He said, for the saving of 800 lives on a U.S. ship. And I went to ask him, what was this about? He said, well, it was being attacked by Japanese planes. And we took down the planes that was attacked. They were attacking the ship. And
kamikaze attacks.
And those guys are alive today. And he got two others. And my dad was 17 when he was in the Navy tail gunner. All right, we got another big one coming up, a little happier one. Festival of Trees, November 21st.
Yeah, Festival of Trees. A lot of your listeners may recall the initial incarnation of Festival Trees, which ran for years at Festival Hall. And it was an event that featured, you know, ornately decorated Christmas trees sponsored by local businesses and community organizations. And people were invited in to, you know, see the trees, but also, you know, put a raffle ticket in hopes of winning one of them and taking them home. And then the proceeds from that go to benefit local charities, the charities of the choices by the sponsors of the trees. And then in and amongst that, through November 21st through December 6th, are going to be a lot of different types of community events, you know, concerts, you know, Caledonia Conservancy has a wine tasting, all kinds of other, there's a breakfast with Santa. So a lot of great things that are happening. We are in need of sponsors for trees. We have a lot of trees left, and we just secured a great presenting sponsor on the event. The local Culver's franchisee will be joining us. Well, and we get the trees from Milliger's, so that's awesome. They're all pre-lit, so you can find out about the different ways that you can participate at festivalpark.com or reach out to me, Kevin, at festivalpark.com, and I'll get you sorted out.
Remember years ago, you had you could either decorate it yourself or find an organization to do it for you.
Yes.
And we had a tree there. And I remember the first time walking in, I said, because we were broadcasting from there, and I said, oh, I hope it's a nice looking tree. Please let it be nice. I don't want a Snoopy tree or a Charlie Brown tree.
right.
That twig with a bent over thing. Yeah. Please. And it was beautiful.
Yeah. The trees and people turn out really well.
You got to bid on them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the companies are encouraged to decorate their trees, but they can reach out to us. We have volunteers that are happy to do it, or they can engage a local agency to do it for them.
So again, you could. That's what we did. We had I forget who we had do it, but we did it for a couple of years. So anyway, a quick review. If you want to sponsor a tree and get your name with a card there, and I guess and everything, get your name.
Yeah, you'd
card.
Be featured in all the collateral materials, the website and things like that. But then there'd also be great designation of your tree as it appears. There's small trees, medium trees, large trees. You can do a wreath. You can donate a basket for raffle. So there's just a lot of great ways that you can participate. So go to festivalpark.com and go to the events page and find St. Nick's Festival of Trees and get the information there, or you can reach out to me, Kevin, at festivalpark.com, and I'll get you sorted out.
If you want to find out more about what's happening down at the Racine Civic Center, go to festivalpark.com. And if you want to listen to that entire interview, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Find the Don Rosen Show and look for the episode entitled Festival Time with Kevin McDougal. There you can download it and listen to it on your device whenever, wherever you like. It's just that easy. Again, that's civicmedia.us/shows. Stick around because after the top of the hour news break, Pat talks to Dr. Kristen Lierley about her show coming up this weekend, The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Stay tuned. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 7:59.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. President Trump says a suspect is in custody in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him.
The president tells Fox.
Somebody that was very close to him said, that's him. And essentially went to the father.
Mr. Trump revealing.
But was a person of faith, a minister, and brought him to a U.S. Marshal who was fantastic. And the father convinced the son, this is it.
No word exactly on when or where all of this took place. We're expecting more details in a news conference in half an hour. Last night, the FBI released enhanced photos of the suspect, as well as new surveillance footage showing him jumping off the roof of a building at Utah Valley University, where Kirk was killed during an outdoor appearance Wednesday. CBS News Special Report.